of May, subject to availability.
File their teeth down using a nail file. To discuss the implications, I'm joined from the Irish Dental Association by Anne O'Neill, who is the past president of the Irish Dental Association. Good morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you, Kate?
I'm very well, and you're very welcome. Now, why would someone file their own teeth? What are they trying to achieve?
Isn't that the best question you ever asked? Why would somebody do it? It appears that with younger adults, there's a trend of not being happy with having pointed canines, which is your eye teeth, and having uneven length, and being persuaded that they can better it by taking their own nail files and filing the edges off.
What type of damage are the eye dentists seeing?
It's permanent damage that they're doing. They're doing lifelong damage to their teeth. And before I came on, I was trying to think of the words that would describe how I feel about it. And it was actually, I'm very disturbed at the idea that young adults would think that this is a good thing to do. Once you take away hard tooth tissue, you never, ever grow it back. If you do damage which causes sensitivity, it can be very difficult to manage and difficult to repair by your dentist. And if you take sufficient off, because part of the trend seems to be reducing your teeth down to get crowns on, if you do that amount of tooth removal, you are looking at a very long, painful and expensive set of trips to the dentist over your lifetime to try and replace that tooth to your dentist. And if you take sufficient off, because part of the trend seems to be reducing your teeth down to get crowns on, if you do that amount of tooth removal, you are looking at a very long, painful and expensive set of trips to the dentist over your lifetime to try and replace that tooth tissue, because we can't regrow it.
You know, and I'm assuming this is a lot to do with social media and influencers and the perfect teeth. And when someone, and of course, what half the young people don't know is most of those are filters. Nobody has teeth like that you see in a lot of those photographs.
Well, what they don't realise is that an awful lot of the celebrity smiles that they see, and celebrity is something that is coming to their doorstep every day, in their bedroom. They're looking at it on TikTok and other social media platforms. An awful lot of those celebrity smiles are actually porcelain. They're not the original teeth. They have been manufactured with the assistance of extremely skilled dentists.
At a high cost.
At an extremely high cost, because the ones that look like they're their own teeth are the ones that have been done by people who charge extremely high rates for entire mouths of white porcelain. And they're also replaced every 10 years, 10, 15 years with wear and tear. The mouth is a very hostile environment for putting new materials into. Porcelain does quite well, but you do get wear and tear, and you get cracks and you get staining. And it is a lifelong investment in having a white smile that is manufactured for them.
Instead of looking after your own teeth, do you want parents to talk to young? I'm assuming predominantly girls, but it's probably boys as well. We need to talk to young people and get across the permanent damage that they could
Absolutely. There's a big difference between minding your teeth and your self care at home, which is very important, and trying to be your own dentist. I couldn't be my own dentist, and I'm actually a dentist, because I can't see my own teeth at the angles that my dentist sees them. So, you know, the idea that I could actually create a nice white smile for myself at home, even though I'm 30 years a dentist, is completely ridiculous, because you just can't do it. You actually need to plan replacing tooth structures very carefully so that you'll actually get a long life from them. So, really, we need parents not to enable it. Some of the stories, I had a look online, and you can see some children were getting it for their 18th birthday as a present. So somebody's funding that. So parents shouldn't buy into the idea that this is a good idea. If they do have a teenager or a young adult who's thinking about doing this, go and discuss it with your dentist, because you'll get a much more realistic approach to having a white, nice smile that is real, that suits your face. You know, everybody's face is a different size, every mouth is a different size, and what suits one person as an aesthetic look won't suit the next person.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
So and on it's not a one size fits all by any means.
And the perfect white smile. Teeth whitening kits, Anne, seem to be all over the internet.
They're over the news this week because there's a disturbing news that there are kits being bought from wherever. I think many of them are being imported. And the amount of bleaching chemical in them is sufficient to cause permanent damage to your mouth. And that's really disturbing. The chemicals that we use when we're bleaching are very controlled. They're controlled in the content we have in them and where we put them. We don't take toilet duck and use it on your teeth. We don't take household bleach and use it on your teeth. We use very careful amounts of very carefully chosen chemicals for very carefully applied lengths of time in order to improve the colour of your teeth. What they're looking for is that white, shiny look that they see in the celebrity mouths, which, as I said before, is nearly guaranteed to be a porcelain.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real. I mean, and I'm assuming if you get a kit and the bleach content is wrong, I mean, whatever about doing damage to your teeth, would it burn the gums?
Yeah.
Oh.
Completely.
Oh.
Yeah, what happens, the two kinds of damage you can do, and this is to give people the real horror story so they'll think twice. The first one is that you can cause permanent sensitivity so that you won't be able to eat or drink a wide range of foods without having sore teeth. And that's very hard for a dentist to actually try and repair. The second one is if you burn your gums sufficiently, the gum will actually shrink away from your teeth and you will end up looking far worse than you could ever hope to achieve by just having slightly whiter of your own teeth. You know what I mean? So
again, permanent damage.
Permanent, lifelong damage. Some of it we can't repair.
Mm. Okay, so the message is if you want perfect teeth, you've got to look after your teeth, and you do that by going to visit your dentist regularly.
You do it by limiting the amount and the number of times you have sugar, because that stops decay and that makes your teeth much healthier. You brush twice a day properly. And if you don't like the look of your teeth, go talk to your dentist and have a plan. You know, you may be able to achieve something by a small amount of bleaching. It may be that you need to change the shape of a tooth, and you can do that in conjunction with your dentist. But you need to go into it knowing that if you're going to reduce the size of a tooth for the purpose of making it look better, you're looking at a lifelong commitment to replacing that tooth material.
Mm. Okay, you know. Good advice, Anne. Listen, thank you for that, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Good morning to you.